we'd appreciate it if you put it on silent. The meeting is being audio taped by the board. It's also being privately audio and videotaped by members of the public. Please make sure nobody blocks the back exit. No talking out of order, please, during hearings. If you're not participating in a hearing and you need to have a conversation, please take it outside and as far away from the door as you can. If there are any attorneys here, please fill out a notice of appearance for the matter that you're appearing on. And when a matter is called, if anybody is going to testify, please come up and Okay, this. This is a meeting of the Cambridge License Commission. It is Monday, January 13th, 2020. It's 3:08 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave Basement Conference Room. Before you, the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, Gerard Mahoney, and Branville Bard. First matter, application USA, U.S. Parcel A, LLC, 121 First Street.
Good afternoon. Yep. Please take a seat.
Thank you.
You could please state your name and spell your last name for the
yes,
record.
Yes, Jeff Hirsch, H-I-R-S-C-H, appearing for U.S. Parcel A, LLC.
Thank you. I had a question about this. It looks like it's just for fuel oil in the basement. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is this a leased building or all tenants, or is it a residential and mixed use?
It is a commercial building. Office with retail on the first floor.
And then can you tell me, I saw on the interdepartmental form eight parking spaces?
Correct.
Are these for the retail stores?
They are intended to be that, yes.
Okay. You're not yet open, correct? That this is
The building is open. It's it's been occupied for about the last year. We have one major tenant who has taken floors 2 through 5.
Okay.
And then currently we're using the first floor as a temporary construction office for our work across the street.
Okay. But then the intent is to fill those spaces in the bottom with retail, and this would be the accessory
correct.
Parking for the retail stores?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So is this license is for...
This is, I believe, for the fuel oil that is in the basement of the building.
There's only 200 gallons?
Right, and it powers the emergency generator on the roof.
Okay.
And you have your flammable material permit already, correct?
Correct.
All right. Any questions?
No.
Nope.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I vote to grant and then just put that as not for direct consumption since it's a retail, a commercial space.
Okay.
Thank you.
It was easy.
You'll finish the process through the viewpoint system, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Application Watermark Central LLC, 415 Mass Ave, Garage and Flammables.
Hi. Yes, please take a seat. Good afternoon. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. Sarah Barnett, B-A-R-N-A-T, represented for Twining Properties.
Thank you. And these are 86 parking spaces?
Yes.
And then 500 gallons of diesel?
Yeah.
And what's the diesel for?
The generators.
And then is this a leased building only?
It's owned by an entity and then leased to 2 residents, yes, of apartments.
And then the flammable material permit had to be updated, is that correct? Has that happened?
Yes.
It has happened?
Yes, I believe so.
Do you have the affidavit of notice to abutters?
I handed it in at the window upstairs.
Okay, that's fine.
That had been uploaded already.
Okay, I didn't see that one. I thought for the...
And I dropped off some certified mail tickets.
Yep, I saw them.
Any questions?
How many apartments? That's the new apartment building, right?
It is.
How many units, residential units?
Overall, the entire project is 280. There's but 220 in the main block of the tower, which is above the garage.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I'd vote to grant and then just make the notation that these flammables are not for direct consumption. Building.
Would you like to do this one?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Galena LLC doing business as Shybird, 393rd Street. Change of ownership interest, transfer of stock.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Members of the Commission, for the record, my name is James Rackney. I'm an attorney with offices located at 907 Massachusetts Avenue. Seated next to me is Andrew Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N. Mr. Holden is a principal and the manager record of Shybird, a restaurant operating since August of last year at the corner of 3rd and Cambridge Street. This is an application to authorize the transfer of stock from a portion of stock from one shareholder to his daughter. We've submitted the transactional paperwork as well as the background information on the new shareholder.
Thank you, and there will be no other changes to the operation, correct?
No.
Okay. Questions?
No.
Right. With that said, I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Application, Winding Road LLC, doing business as Abigail's, 291 3rd Street, for a change of manager to Mark Rette.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Madam Chair, again for the record, James Rafferty. Seated to my left, Mark Rette, R-A-T-T-E. Mr. Rette is the proposed manager of Abigail's, located on 3rd Street in Cambridge. Mr. Rette has been with the restaurant for several years. The prior manager unfortunately passed away. And Mr. Rette is familiar with the operations, has been TIP certified in the past, intends to and apparently has lapsed, he informs you, but he will apply for that. The staff themselves are TIP certified. He's very familiar with the operations of not only the business, but the rules and regulations, and obviously happy to answer any questions the commission might have.
Thank you. I did have a couple of questions, Counselor. I think the first one's for you. Can you tell us about the status? I know that there's the intestate issue. Do you know what the status is with the court with regard to that?
Yes. Attorney Robert Douglas is representing the estate, and Mr. Rattay's son, who happens to be a 50% beneficial owner, his father.
I'm sorry. Can you please take the conversation outside? Thank you. Go ahead.
His father has been named the administrator of the estate, and we're waiting his appointment as trustee of a trust that will hold the beneficial interest. Mr. Ludwig died intestate. He left two minor children. The estate is petitioning the court to have the grandfather named as the trustee for the children. It would be his intention, when that is approved, to seek authorization here to hold their beneficial interest in trust.
Okay. And then, Mr. Rette, in your application, you mentioned that you have a direct ownership interest on the license, but based on our records, you do not.
Yeah,
so I wanted to ask about that.
That would be an error, then.
Yeah.
Should we initial and change
yes,
it?
Yes, thank you.
You want to just initial and then you have no, you don't have either. You don't have direct or indirect, so just scratch that out and initial it.
Okay, so no direct or indirect beneficial interest.
He's strictly an employee of the company.
And have you ever been the manager of Record on a liquor license before?
No.
Okay. And I know that your counsel said you used to be TIP certified, and you will. And can you tell us, are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, DABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And I'm sorry again, how long have you been with Abigail's now?
Since 2015 I started.
Okay. Thank you. Do you guys have any other questions?
No.
Okay. With that said, I would vote to grant. Granted. Thank you.
Application Fumami Harvard Square LLC, doing business as Fumami, 33 Brattle Street, a new common victualler wine and malt beverages license. Hours 6:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, 6:30 a.m. to 12 a.m. Thursday, and 6:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. Proposed alcohol hours starting at 8:30 Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. Sunday. Seating to 30 inside, occupancy of 49. 15 outside patio seats on public property. Michael Wang is the post manager of record.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members. Excuse me, Dennis Quilty, attorney, 28 State Street, Boston, Mass. Representing the applicant with me is Michael Wang. To my left, we've both filled out the appearance slips. May I proceed, Madam?
Yeah,
yes. Mr. Wang is known to me because I license his existing establishment in Boston, where he's been for 9 years in the financial district at 225 Franklin Street, with the same concept. That is CV only, no malt wine. He has been looking for another location where he could expand his service hours and service offerings and seek a malt wine license. He is a Harvard graduate, so this is kind of like coming home for him to, if all things go well, to be in Harvard Square. He has had a very successful tenure in Boston, and we see no reason why that wouldn't continue and grow here on the Cambridge side of the river. The site where he seeks to be licensed was formerly called Flat Patties. That business, I believe, closed in late 2019?
Yes, at the end of the year.
And to our knowledge, had all of the very same permits and licenses that we're now seeking to apply for before you today. We did have a very successful meeting with the Business Association. I know the executive is here to speak in favor. He has completed his TIPS training, and I have the certificate here with me today.
Thank you.
As well as the certified notices for today's hearing.
Great. Thank you. And just, I know that your counsel mentioned this is sort of replacing the same type of license that was there before, but can you tell us a little bit about your concept?
Oh, yes. So it's a fast casual concept. It's an Asian sandwich bar. We basically serve sandwiches, salads, and soups. But what makes the concept special is because of the bread that we use. It's a authentic Chinese bread, over 5,000 years old. Nobody really knows about it. But my family has a lot of experience making this concept because been in the business for about three generations. I'm a third generation restaurateur. So the platform of these sandwiches is this bread called the xiaobing. And in addition to that, we serve Asian salads as well as soups. It's a fast casual format where people order and then they pick up at the end of the counter. That's sort of like the summary of what the concept is. But the food really speaks for itself. If you eat the food, then you'll understand, you know, why people come back. It's not just your average sandwich. So. And
is the bread sweet or savory?
It's savory. It's very simple ingredients, but it's really the technique. in making the bread that differentiates it. So for Harvard Square, what's different is really because we're located in the financial district right now, so operating hours are very short. It's Monday through Friday, basically serving breakfast and lunch with a corporate catering business. But we've been looking to expand out of the neighborhood into locations where we can open 7 days while serving dinner as well. So I've always wanted to come to Harvard Square, even as when I was a student here. But the right opportunity never came about. And we've been searching, and I guess it took like over 9 years to finally find the right opportunity. So I'm very excited about coming here. Since we have an opportunity to open later in the hours, I was told that Harvard Square would like to have more establishments that are opening later. Mm-hmm. So I am looking to do that if people actually will come. We're opening earlier in the morning as well at 6:30 serving breakfast. I was told that Harvard Square would like to have more breakfast options. And in the financial district, one of the things that we're really well known for is our breakfast sandwiches. It's a very special breakfast sandwich made with this other bread called a scallion pancake bread. It's all handmade there. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really good. So that's all I can really say. The reason we're applying for really a malt wine license, that's not really the focus of this concept. But I just felt it's a good amenity to have, especially for the dinner part. So when people come in, they're having dinner, they may like to have like a glass of beer or wine.
And your intent for the sale of the alcohol is also a sort of a pickup when you get your order, or are you going to have servers sort of physically taking them?
Well, they'll be ordering at the counter, so we'll be checking IDs at that point in time. So they will be picking it up at the end of the counter, but we will have people roaming around the establishment checking, if service is done correctly. Just, we don't want any of those like people ordering and have another person drink. Yeah, and also the space is small enough. So it's just under 1,700 square feet, mm-hmm. but it's split into three levels. So 700 square feet of that is in the basement, which is the kitchen. So we have the main floor, and then there's some seating in the mezzanine. So it's a small enough space to be able to keep the watch on the space.
And are you also intending to serve the alcohol on the outside patio?
No, just indoors.
Okay. Mr. Wang, are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes.
And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
Counselor, I believe you have some updated forms for me in terms of the ABCC application. Just specifically on question one, is this license pursuant to special legislation question, and then the street address of the business entity, and then the corporate vote that I have does not have the date of the meeting.
They may have been uploaded, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I know I requested them, but...
Yes.
They may have come in on Friday.
So can I just...
Yeah, absolutely. With that said, and while
council
looks through that, any questions?
I just had a question on the alcohol hours. I'm going to start serving alcohol at 8:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
I don't think anybody's really going to be drinking at 8:30, but I'm open to whatever hours the board allows me to serve alcohol. It's not a really big, major part of our business, just as an amenity. So if I'm restricted to the hours where I can serve alcohol, that is perfectly fine. Okay.
And then just for the record, I know Ms. Lint mentioned hours, but also Sunday, your intent is to open at 6:30 a.m. for food, is that correct?
That's my intent, but okay. I would probably start out that way. But if nobody comes at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday to eat breakfast, I may open a little bit later, but I think it's sort of like something I have to figure out once
yep.
I open.
That's fine.
With the expanded hours, do you expand your menu or do you keep it the same?
The menu basically will be the same, but I'm planning to add like seasonal specials, so maybe some additional like afternoon snack items that I think would work well for Harvard Square. I tried doing some of that in the financial district, but the demographics are very different. People are a lot more conservative there in terms of being adventurous with food. So some things I tried before didn't really work, but I think in Harvard Square, I think may work well. So I would do things like that. Yeah.
With that said, any other questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Yes, please come on up.
Happy New Year. Denise Justin, Harvard Square Business Association, and we're here speaking in favor of this petition. I met Michael several months ago when he was exploring this opportunity, and Kumani has joined the association. He's been in the square quite a lot, actually, meeting his neighbors and I think very wisely just trying to figure out Harvard Square. I think it's good that he's going to be opening at 6:30 in the morning, but if anybody knows the square, we tend not to get there that early, particularly on Sunday morning. But, you know, give it a good shot. And frankly, you know, very excited about the opportunity for a beer and wine license, particularly as we look at the kiosk renovations coming up and the plaza, which will happen in April. So more of the activity going on in the square will be diverted down to Brattle Plaza. And we're looking to put more tables and chairs and umbrellas on the plaza, and the Office of Tourism will be located directly in front of One Brattle Square. So I think more activity will be down there, so it'll be really helpful to have both them and Bluestone Lane and some of the other businesses that have opened recently. So I'm very much expecting that he'll do a wonderful job and looking forward to having him on board and hope that he'll join in all of our events and, you know, just increase the activity again in, on Brattle Square. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else in support of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Council.
May I provide the date of the meeting when I get back? I don't have any of the backup paperwork with me today, unfortunately, but I can do that as soon as I get back. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That said, any other questions?
No.
I believe the operation that was here before had the same hours of operation as proposed here. I would vote to grant the application as is. Granted. Pending
receipt of
the corporate
yes, ma'am.
Meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then just, I am going to put the condition, because it is part of your premise description, your outdoor seating, that there will be no alcohol on the outdoor area. If that ever changes in the future, obviously please come to us, because that needs to be approved by both us and the ABCC.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you all come over for our
Thank you.
Mohammed Boutera, applying for a new Cambridge Hackney driver's license.
Oh, thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Fine, thank you.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
My name is Mohammed, M-O-H-M-E-D. Boutera is a B-O-U-T-R-A.
Thank you. And you have never been a driver for Cambridge before, is that correct?
No, I used to drive in Brookline for 15 years. I never drove in Cambridge.
Okay, well, you were a driver in Brookline. Was your Hackney license ever suspended?
No.
Has your Massachusetts driver's license ever been suspended?
No.
And are you going... you don't currently own a medallion, correct?
No.
You're going to be looking to lease a vehicle?
I can rent a vehicle, and in the meantime, try. Maybe I can go to buy the medallion. Mm-hmm. I try maybe couple of months, and I see.
Okay. Any questions? Oh, here, sorry. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition? Okay, I'd vote to grant.
Granted.
You will meet after the meeting with Officer Zito to finish the process, okay?
Thank you.
So if you can please take a seat and wait just a few minutes, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Evans Lubrina, New Cambridge Hackney driver's license.
Good afternoon. Yeah. If you could please state your name and spell your last name for the record.
My name is Evans Lubrina, E-V-E-N-S. Last name Lubrina, L-U-B-R-E-N-A.
Thank you. And you've never been a Hackney driver in Cambridge?
Yes, I have a license before.
In Cambridge, you have been?
Yes.
When?
Expired 2011, right?
It expired 2011.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are a medallion owner?
Yes.
Which medallion?
Number two.
And have you ever driven anywhere else?
No.
And was your license here ever suspended?
No.
And has your Massachusetts driver's license ever been suspended?
No.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I vote to grant. Granted, after the meeting, you'll meet with Officer Zito to finish the process, okay? So if you can please stick around for a little bit, that would be great. Thank you.
The next one's off the agenda.
Okay.
Informational, Yamezrach Bahiro, doing business at Dudley Street Market. 75 Dudley Street.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state your names for the record and tell your last names?
Good afternoon, Madam Commissioner, Commissioners. My name is Megan Kemp. I'm an attorney for Ms. Bahiro, offices at 48 Grove Street, Suite 304 in Somerville. Sitting to my left is Ms. Bahiro.
Thank you. And that's B-A-H-I-R-U? Thank you. So, Counselor, we became aware during renewal process that the store had closed in July of last year because they lost the lease, is that correct?
Yes, so there's an issue with the lease, and there are communications with the commission in July. We gave the commission a copy of the listing agreement with previously Atlantic license brokers, now liquor license advisors, I think is their new name. So the license has been on the market with the brokers, but there were, my client had an injury last year. Obviously sales went down, rents went up, and it was just no longer sustainable. And they're just hoping to have time to market the license in order to recoup some of the cost into its original from its original purchase. There has been some interest. However, there was also an all forms license that was on the market at the same time. That sale is pending, so the brokers are now hopeful that more interest will be in the wine and malt license, since that will no longer be on the market. And then it's a matter of whether or not people are looking to go into, stay in this space or transfer it to somewhere else. For people looking to go into the space, obviously the condition of the current store and rent is going to be an issue, and whether or not there are spaces available elsewhere in the city for them. And I believe there should also be a letter in your file, if not, I brought another copy from Commissioner, Councillor Simmons in favor. Oh.
and it's still listed with the brokers, the license?
Correct. Yep, and so the current listing agreement goes through the end of this month, and then depending on how much time the commission, if it does grant us an additional time, how much time you grant will be dependent on how much longer we extend that brokerage agreement for.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. I think based on the current state of case law with regard to these licenses, I would say that we have a cancellation hearing for non-use in 6 months, which is the minimum reasonable amount of time after an informational hearing that has been deemed appropriate.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll have a cancellation hearing for non-use in 6 months. You'll receive a statement of reasons.
All right. Thank you.
Can I object to that?
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm the property manager of that house, that particular building.
We have voted. I mean, we'll hear you because you're here, unless the other two have an objection to hearing you. But
I have no objection.
No objection.
Come on up.
Sure.
If you could please state your name, Counselor. You may not want to leave.
Yes.
Jude Bain.
How do I spell that?
J-U-D-E B-A-I-N.
Okay. And you said you're the property manager?
I am. So the license, he's had that license on the properties since many years, and never once had I raised that rent. So that's wrong. He's been paying $1,100 on that throughout maybe 20 years plus. Never once did I raise that rent. Secondly, I wrote the board many times asking them not to renew that license. And the reason is because I have potentials that want that license right now. But his asking price is way too high. And nobody's going to pay for that asking price. So with that being said, I think he's had enough time. He currently has property in my building right now, which I'm not charging him rent for, and I'm okay with that. That's out of respect for the number of years he's been there. But I got tenants that want that property and that want to renovate that property. So when his attorney says that the rent has increased, which is a complete fabrication, that's not true. I don't know their financial situation, but I know mine. That current license is putting an encumberment on my potential to put a new tenant in that building.
Thank you.
I think he's had enough time to sell that license. 6 months is enough.
Counselor?
Commissioners, I would say that we got a lease renewal that was going to have increased rent.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry, sir. She's speaking now. Thank you. Go ahead.
My clients have expressed that they were told the rent was going to be increasing, and that the brokers have set a price that they have deemed reasonable on the market for the license. If there are offers being had for the license, the brokers would be happy to take those offers. It's public information. They can certainly submit the offers. If they have offers at the ready that he wants to send to me to my office. I've only recently been hired in this. He's happy to send those to me and review them to see if they meet the terms, and there would still be a commission due to the brokers for that.
Thank you.
I'll add to that. I even tried to help him find someone for that property, and everyone said the price is too high for that license. So 6 months is just too much. I'm losing money on that. By not put someone in there right now. I could get someone in there within a matter of 30 days if that license was available.
You're saying that you can put someone there, but if that doesn't impede you from putting someone there that's not going to sell alcohol.
The problem is they want that license, but they don't want that license at what he sounded for. Mm. And he thinks that the current assets that he has in there, the store shelves, are worth something. They're worth nothing. Nobody wants them.
You said the store shelves?
Correct.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier, you said that he had property in there. The
refrigerator, shelves, and other...
Is there any inventory?
There's a few in there, yes. and I allowed him to keep it in there. I still don't have an issue with that. But, I mean, 6 months is too much time where I got no income from that building, and he's got a license that he's holding over that property, and other people know it. And they're saying to me, hey, Jude, when that thing expires, I'm on it.
Are you receiving rental income?
Zero.
With that said, although I understand the conundrum, again, I feel like the case law on this has our hands tied, and we have to, we can't account for the time prior to this informational hearing.
I wrote the board.
Sir, we're voting now. So, again, I would do a cancellation hearing for non-use in 6 months. I would just make sure that we issue the decision sooner rather than later, so that the 6 month timeline starts, or the clock starts running now. And I would highly encourage your client to reach out and to try and make this work.
Reach out to the brokers and make sure that they're listing it at an appropriate price and giving us all the offers that they have.
Thank you.
Have you guys at least received my emails that I presented to the board? And has that been acknowledged in all these meetings?
We have all of your emails.
I'm only aware of one.
Several. I can show them to you.
Sir, we have voted. Again, I'm sorry, but that's the way the case law is at this point.
Application Wave Incorporated, doing business as Wave for a Hackney Dispatch Service.
Good afternoon. Hey.
Good afternoon.
Thanks.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
I'm Daniel Iger, I-G-E-R.
Thank you. All right, so this is for Wave. And if you can just, I know that I have been to your presentations quite a few times now, but if you could. Oh, yep. Well, then can we take a small recess for a moment? Thank you. You're fine. All right, so Wave. Can you tell us a little bit about Wave?
So Wave is an on-demand service. We provide technology to operate taxi cabs with a fixed fare and app technology, similar like an Uber. So we give them the same abilities that they can compete now with the rideshare companies.
And just to clarify, this would be only for licensed taxis app, right?
Yes.
So it wouldn't be like a separate service like Uber and Lyft, but it would be
exactly
strictly for licensed taxis.
Yes.
And then based on the information that you have provided us and that we have provided to you, confirmation that the flat rates that we currently have would be able to be implemented into the application, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I need a verbal response.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Because we can, whatever Cambridge wants, we can make.
And then also confirmation, the way that the app calculates the fare is distance and time, is that correct?
Yes.
And you'd also be able to sort of manipulate your algorithm to ensure that you're using our base fee, correct?
Yeah.
And I know that we had sort of put you in touch with some of the people in the state. Have you been able to get in touch with them? Have they replied
so far,
back? I did notice that you did reply to them.
Yeah.
Okay. So based on everything that we've asked, they've sort of given everything to us. I do know that there is sort of a mini holdup in your application process. You're right now in the weights and measures step.
Mm-hmm.
Because based on Massachusetts General Law Chapter 98, Section 45, there is a requirement for the application to be tested to be correctly calculating the fare. I do know that there have been further conversations. Officer Zito, do we have any update on that? Do you know at this point? If you could please come up. Thank you.
As far as I know, Anthony hasn't gotten back to me. I believe he's still on the phone with Jimmy Cassidy.
Okay.
Yeah, so as far as I know.
And then, Mr. Eager, just for confirmation's sake, because I know that you've sort of represented this in various of the meetings, you would be able to provide Cambridge access to how it's being calculated, correct?
Yeah, we also give access to the whole system where license or police can track the drivers, they can see the trips, all the data, so I just show the officer,
Cito,
the system.
And then also in terms of the fare, driver gets it, passenger gets it, and it's not until both driver and passenger accept it that then the trip starts and you book for that price, correct?
Mm-hmm. So passenger types in destination, passenger receives a forecast, or let's say a fare offer, he accepts. No, driver accepts, and then business is done, it starts.
Okay.
In my opinion, that's what the industry needs, but as soon as we can allow them access to the absolute better.
Mm-hmm. So how does your company make the money? Is mm-hmm. it
as we take out of every transaction a small fee, and this is our.
So you're basically facilitating. You're basically kind of, for lack of a better term, taking the technology of like Uber and Lyft mm-hmm. and applying it to the Hackney industry.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So a platform.
Okay. All
right. As if you want to be the safer one who only works with licensed professionals.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
And also without any peaks and high demand, so we don't do that. So we obviously always based on traffic.
Okay. No service.
Surcharge.
Madam Chair, when you state your requirement, are we able to permit the use of it until such time as, I guess, what is it, sealing it, that they can do that?
So I think our position is that if we approve this today, they are ready to go as long as Weights and Measures provides the okay. Where Weights and Measures is at that point, I'm not sure. I know that we were at a meeting earlier today to ensure that we could move forward.
We don't want to be an impediment.
But I think if we approve it today, if Weights and Measures decides tomorrow, then as of tomorrow they can hit the ground running rather than us waiting for Weights and Measures to approve for us to then sort of do the permitting.
I'm of that
mindset. Has it been approved yet in any other community in the Commonwealth?
No.
It has not.
Just New York.
New York City is the only place where it's in operation right now, really.
So how long? Cambridge and next Boston. About a year.
Really? Interesting. And I'm assuming it would only apply for rides originating within the city?
So, no. So, for example, if passenger A is in Boston and uses the app, because we would be the first municipality, provided that we adopt it, we would be the first municipality, or one of our Cambridge vehicles would get it, regardless of where passenger A is at.
Okay, so... But isn't a Cambridge cab prohibited from picking up a fare in another city?
Not if it's pre-booked, which this application would do. This it's only a hail that we're prohibited from doing.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay,
let's consider.
As a reduce also, you know, this empty time, going back empty, which is not very efficient.
Right, no, exactly. No, it sounds kind of promising.
I mean, airport is then maybe a next step, but this is a different story.
Yeah.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Please come on up and state your name for the record.
Yes, hi. My name is Mohammed Malik, taxi driver. I've taxi Cambridge Wi-Fi for a while.
Mohammed, I'm sorry, can you spell your last name?
M-A-L-L-A-K. I'm in favor of this. Actually, we just to save the business now because half of the fleet is out of business. And I'm sure Cambridge still need the taxis, the people need taxis. This will provide more business for us and more revenue. And more efficient work and safer work for the city and safer environment, and maybe we'll stay in business as long as we can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone in opposition? With that said, I would vote to grant.
All
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next step, then?
The next step is your approval from Weights and Measures, and then once that's done, the implementation. But we'll stay in touch, and then you'll also be able to see it through the viewpoint process. But I'm hoping, I'm hoping that based on the conversations of this afternoon, that maybe we'll have a definitive answer from Weights and Measures by the end of the week, later than that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Application, Cambridge Multicultural Arts Center Incorporated, 41 Second Street, to amend the annual entertainment license. So this came up during renewals.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, because everyone spells it wrong. Neil, N-E-I-L-L.
Thank you very much. And this is to add, basically, dancing by entertainment, amplification of live or acoustical music, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And it looks like zoning is okay with this, and there's no other issues. Do you guys have any questions?
I don't.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition? I'd vote to grant. Granted, you'll just finish the process through viewpoint and the license will reissue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
220 Elmway Parkway LLC, doing business as Three Point Hotel, for a change of manager to Jeff Sellers.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. Name is Jeff Sellers. Last name is S-E-L-L-E-R-S.
Mr. Sellers, weren't you the manager of record before?
Yes.
Okay. And you are not currently the manager of record on the
license? I am on the alcohol license.
So this is just to make sure that you're straight across. And so, and you are an employee of 220 Aylway Brook Parkway?
Correct.
That entity, correct. Make it easier. Any questions?
No.
Okay. With that said, I would vote to grant.
Thank you.
Administrative matters. Joe Nault, on behalf of Consigli, special noise variance for concrete boards, 50 Rogers Street. First and second pours between January 24th and February 4th. Third and fourth pours between February 27th and March 6th, between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. weekdays only.
Okay, so, Ms. Boyer, Chief Boyer, since you're here, if you don't mind coming up for a second. So we had received information that we had gotten a complaint about overnight work at 50 Rogers Street. Was it same, was it pours as well, or were they actually doing other type of construction work?
It was actually a water tie-in by French, W. French.
Oh, so a different company.
Yeah, they work together on the same location, though, Consiglio.
Okay. And then, obviously, construction pours, once they start, they can't stop.
Correct.
I would vote to grant, and I would adopt the recommendation that we received with the application, that the grant be during that, with the condition that during variance hours, only work to be performed is the continuation or the finishing of the concrete pour with the use of a whirly bird finisher fan.
Okay.
Granted with that condition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicole Blum on behalf of Cider House for a farmer winery license at the Cambridge Winter Market.
Granted.
Discussion or just vote on the proposed settlement pertaining to discipline previously issued by the board to Middle East Restaurant.
So after review of the case, it appears that the hearing notice sent didn't identify one of the incidents for which we issued a violation. And although it is my position that the licensee was afforded due process regardless of the clerical error on the notice, due to current ABCC decisions regarding such clerical errors and the way that they have voted on those matters, in an interest of seeing this matter through and making sure that it is completed, I would affirm our vote of the violation as to all incidents, but I would reduce the suspension to 3 days.
Okay. 1 days. Marlena Grootsmacher on behalf of Patagonia, Malt with Entertainment License, 39 Brattle, January 31st from 6 to 9 p.m.
Granted.
Jonah Guerin on behalf of Boston Ultimate Disc Alliance, All Alcohol with Entertainment License, Cambridge Masonic Hall.
Granted.
Brittany Smith, Entertainment License, Cambridge Masonic Hall.
Granted.
Kim Garrick on behalf of Jules Catering, Malt and Wine at 1035 Cambridge Street.
Granted.
Naomi Hashimoto, Entertainment License at MIT.
Granted, police detail required.
Russell Marshall on behalf of Laundry School of Music, Wine License.
Granted as to both dates.
King Yun Ji, Entertainment License at MIT.
Granted, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., which is as noticed on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Katie Chirichillo on behalf of Little Donkey, Entertainment License.
Granted.
Bill Manley, Entertainment License, Chocolate Tasting Event.
Granted. Sergeant Kale didn't request a police detail for this event. I'm assuming it's because there's no alcohol, but I didn't know if the commission wanted to flag that one.
Yeah, we'd grant without the police.
Without it? Okay, so granted.
Zenalia Espinola, Malt and Wine with Entertainment at St. Anthony's Parish.
Granted, with the police detail required during the hours of 8 p.m. to midnight.
Alan Ferry, Race Cancer Foundation, Malt and Wine with Entertainment.
Granted with the conditions that there must be a limited number of 3 alcoholic beverages associated with the registration price, otherwise or thereafter the alcohol must be sold, no alcohol service or sale prior to 10 a.m. and a police detail required.
Jacob Crawford on behalf of the Dance Complex, Malt and Wine.
Granted.
Kay Kleeman on behalf of Patagonia, 1 day.
Granted.
That's it.
We've had some hasty pudding ones that were not ready at the last agenda that we deferred.
Oh, it wasn't hasty pudding. It was one of the other venues on campus, and
okay. They
are not ready.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to. They're not happening before the 23rd either, are they?
No.
Okay, then we're all set.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because campus was basically shut down. Give her holiday.